This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Flash flood watches are in effect today across western Colorado as more rain moves in. Meanwhile, crews continue to work to reopen I-70 west of Glenwood Springs after mudslides shut down the interstate Monday evening. CDOT spokesman Chris Marsh says getting the water off the road was just the first step.
And then they've got basically a fleet of plow trucks with the, you know, the big plows in the front that once the water's gone, they can use those plow trucks to get the mud and the debris that's it's filled with logs, some rocks, and everything that you can imagine that is on the side of a road.
Marsh says CDOT is preparing to stage crews around the state at other places where monsoon rains could bring mudslides down on the roads. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote later today on a bill to limit stock trading by members and their families. The Stop Insider Trading Act would prevent members, spouses, and dependent children from buying publicly traded stocks. Here's Republican Representative Jeff Hurd.
This is an important way for members of Congress to show that we're not using information to benefit ourselves personally.
But Democratic Representative Joe Neguse says the bill does not go far enough. It still allows members to own and sell individual stocks. Neguse calls the vote pure politics, especially because the measure also includes a voter ID provision that most Democrats oppose.
Putting it on the floor to force members of Congress into voting against it so that they can use that and attack it.
Neguse supports a stricter bill that would ban the owning, buying, and selling of individual stocks. In El Paso County, the town of Monument has become the latest Colorado community to press pause on data center projects. The Gazette reports the town council voted on a six-month moratorium for new projects. So far, no data centers have been proposed for Monument, but the town's head of planning says the move is proactive. This is CPR News.